Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The death toll from the massive earthquakes that have devastated Turkey and Syria is continuing to rise. At least 4,000 people killed and thousands more injured in what Turkey's government says is the worst such disaster to hit that country in decades. A Reuters correspondent, Matthew Lauritunda, reports.
Dozens of countries and international organizations are scrambling to rush in aid. Civil defense or search and rescue teams, some including dogs, are coming from places such as the U.S., U.K., Spain, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Taiwan, and Russia. Even war-torn Ukraine has said it's ready to send support to Turkey.
Reuters correspondent Matthew Lauritunda. Families in Turkey's epicenter of Monday's deadly earthquake gathered around a bonfire, desperate to stay warm in the freezing cold weather. Temperatures in some areas were expected to fall near freezing overnight, worsening conditions for people trapped under rubble or left homeless. Rain fell on Monday after snowstorms swept the country over the weekend. While international aid has poured into the country, search and rescue teams have struggled to set up shelters for survivors. Authorities in Peru say landslides triggered by steady rains swept mud, water, and rocks into several villages in the country south, killing at least 36 people. A civil defense official told Radio RPP on Monday 36 bodies had been recovered in a remote sector. Local officials have appealed for heavy machinery to be sent in to clear debris blocking nearly 2 miles.